Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We recently visited the Beaufort International Film Festival, and one of the big winners this year involved a film from our state. Thomas Torrey is a producer, writer, and director with Bad Theology Pictures in Fort Mill, South Carolina, recipient of both the Best Director and Audience Choice Awards for their feature film, Long December. And we have Thomas on the phone. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, good to be here.
So tell us about Long December.
Long December is a narrative fiction film about a musician chasing the dream. It features a lot of on-camera music because of the subject matter. And so sometimes people think it's actually a documentary or a concert film, but it's just a fictional story about a musician who's at the end of 1 year, looking back at the year he's had and reflecting on the failed hopes and dreams and sort of wondering if next year will be the year for him. And it's definitely a question that not just musicians, but all of us artists ask ourselves. And I cast a couple musicians acting for the first time because I wanted the musicians to be real, authentic singer-songwriters. So we got a couple here where I live in Fort Mill. We filmed it here in Fort Mill and Rock Hill and just filled the cast with amazing musicians, wrote some amazing songs for the film. And it's kind of a beautiful, poetic love letter to just the artist, the art of music, the pursuit of any artist trying to go for it. And it's certainly a proxy for my own questions as an artist. And I wrote it out of a period of my life where I was wondering, you know, would the break happen for me? And so instead of crying about it, I went off and made a film about it. So that's Long December.
It's out on the festival circuit right now after the Beaufort experience. Where is it headed to next and where has it been?
We premiered at Heartland back in September, which is a big festival in Indiana. And we played at Charlotte Film Festival. We played at Sun Valley Film Festival a few weeks ago, which is an incredible film festival in Sun Valley, Idaho. And we were fortunate to win the One in a Million Award, which was the best film made for under $1 million. So that was an incredible experience. Beaufort is always one of my favorite festivals to go to. So that was our home state, South Carolina premiere. Then went on to play in Connecticut at the Fairfield Theater Company and then Phoenix Film Festival in early April. And we've got a long list of festivals that are hopefully we'll be hearing about. We've got a sales agent who's kind of handling all of that. So we're looking forward to a good spring and summer of festivals. And then hopefully that sales agent can sell it to some distributors, North America and worldwide, and it'll be out to the world before the end of the year.
And so do you have a long-standing relationship with a sales agent?
We're working with Visit Films, the name of our sales agent. This is the first project I've worked with on them. They love the film and they wanted to represent it. It also happens to be one of the hardest times to sell a film. The entire indie film industry is very upside down, but we're very hopeful. We've already started to close some sales deals internationally. The kind of way it works is you sort of sell off pieces of the film internationally. Then obviously your North America distributor is sort of your big whale. We're in good talks with some companies about North America, but we'll see how those shake out.
Independent film industry is upside down right now. Did that have anything to do with effects from the recent strikes in the industry?
Yes, and many other things. It's sort of this convergence of the last 5 years of several sea changes and paradigm shifts within the industry, really starting with the streaming world changing and companies like Netflix and Amazon. And we're still in the middle of that sea change and figuring out what patterns are, what risk mitigation looks like for these companies. And then you have COVID, which completely upended viewing habits and production. And then you have these two major writer strikes creating a lot of uncertainty. So buyers are very risk mitigated. A film like ours, which is small, it's very low budget. So our burden for recouping our money is very low, which is good. But still, a buyer is looking at it. And unless they see a surefire hit, they may not want to take a chance, or they may take a chance, but you're not really getting paid an upfront advance, which you typically would have in the past. So all of that is creating a lot of volatility and uncertainty within the indie film world. So yeah, it's a tough time right now.
Well, Thomas, congratulations on the recent awards for Long December. We look forward to talking to you again sometime in the future.
Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate you having me.
Thomas Torrey is a producer, writer, and director with Bad Theology Pictures in Fort Mill, South Carolina, recipient of both the Best Director and Audience Choice Awards for their feature film, Long December. And we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.